currently is at the 28-yard line. Third and four for USA. Receiver wide each way. High formation with Gangler and Harper in the backfield. As they pitch out to Harper to the left, he cuts back in the middle, has the first down out to the 20-yard line, maybe the 21. A 8-yard gain for Harper. And it's time to move the chains yet again. 3:18 left in the third. And USA is now into Harper Beach's red zone.
Colin Cook was punished for making that tackle. Harper definitely brought some heat on that play.
Sandusky leads KPAC 14-0. And according to the tweet, says game's still going on. Might have some weather down there. As this one's a handoff to Seth Gangler, trying to go around the end, didn't find the seam, and it's going to be no gain. And now we have 14-14 Sandusky KPAC. According to MLive.com. Cass City leads Caro 34-7. Our game here, it's 34-14. Harbor Beach over USA currently.
George Sutherland making the tackle on the last play for Harbor Beach.
It's actually a loss of a yard, brings up second and 11.
Deckerville leads Cardinal Mooney 46-7 at the half.
T formation working off, and it's a reversing the field to Brandon Harper. He's down to the 15-yard line. Flag flies behind the play. And Brandon Harper finally comes down at the 12-yard line. It's going to be a hold against USA, so don't even look at that last play. Didn't even happen. The spot of the foul was at the 22-yard line. So a nice play by Harper is now retracted due to the hold and repeat second down.
That's two big penalties on this drive for USA, as again the passing game really isn't an option for them, so time is of the essence for them. They need to score and score quickly, and these penalties are not helping.
It's now second and a whole bunch, 21 yards for the first down. The first down marker is at the 12-yard line. That is the 12-yard line out there.
It's way over there, but it's, yes, it is. It is the 12-yard line.
I see it. It's a haze upon the horizon. As Lindenberg hands it off to Brandon Harper, trying to break ground and gets out to about the 25-yard line. It's a 7-yard gain.
DeAndre Ridner with the tackle for Harbor Beach.
Actually, an 8-yard gain brings up third and 14. Now at the 24-yard line of Harbor Beach. USA has had great success in the beginning of this game, converting on third down. They had about 5 of them in their first drive alone. And now they're facing with a third and 14 here.
That was Ridner's 8th tackle on the evening.
Lindenberg under center. Gangler and Harper, single file. As they sweep out to the left to Brandon Harper, tries to put his head down. And nothing going there. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage of the 21. And Harper Beach stops him there. And he's going to be shy of the first down by about 10 yards. Gain of 3.
Number 21, Devin Lemansky, first one there to stand him up.
So now fourth down for USA at the 21-yard line. First down marker is at the 13. Actually, the 11-yard line, roughly. Is it just me, Dave, or is the chain gang been off by about a yard all night?
I think they keep moving on us after plays. I don't know if trying to keep warm down there,
off.
Probably.
It's throwing me off. Fourth and 10, according to the chain gang. Fourth and 8 against my calculations. Somewhere in between there, we'll say fourth and 9. Receiver wide each way.
Sacked.
Nope, it was a handoff first, and they get out to about the 15-yard line. Lindenberg got this handoff away in the nick of time as he was tackled. And it was Seth Gangler gets out to the 15-yard line. It was a gain of 5, but not enough for the first down. So it's a turnover of downs. USA's second of the night. And it's first and 10 for Harbor Beach after a stop on defense.
And that stop was made by Ridner. That's his 9th tackle of the night.
And now they're going on the no huddle. It's a handoff to Austin Seltz right up the middle. Across the 20 to the 25 to the 30. Still on his feet at the 35. And finally brought down after a 19-yard carry. And a first down effort for Austin Seltz.
Brandon Harper eventually stopped that long run.
Austin Selscher looks like she should be in Greece. He's got black pants on and white short socks out there with black shoes. With 20 seconds left in the third quarter.
Man, he's been very slippery tonight. You see hands all over him, and nobody can bring him down.
He's going to the sock hop indeed. First and 10 for Harbor Beach. Handoff to Travis Essmaker on the left end. Has room to run to midfield, to the 45, to the 40. Still on his feet at the 35. And finally, horse collar down to 30. And out of bounds at the 27-yard line.
Yeah,
a 33-yard run for Travis Essmaker out of the backfield.
Wow, he did an excellent job. And then just as we thought he was going to get forced out of bounds, he stiff-arms number 10, Aaron Sines, right to the ground to get an extra 5 yards. Eventually, 52 Hunter Streeter was able to bring him down, as Clark said, by the helmet.
And we have reached the end of the third quarter with a score of Harbor Beach 34, USA 14.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Twelve minutes to play. The fourth quarter is upon us. Harbor Beach with a 20-point lead, 34-14, after trailing 14-0. First and 10 for Harbor Beach from the USA 27-yard line. Austin Seltz, the ball carrier, nothing going on that one. Maybe a loss of a yard. And Austin Harper on the tackle brings up second and 10.
Yeah, Austin Harper breaking free of the defense of the offensive line and getting Seltz down to the ground before he gains too much speed.
11:35 left in the fourth. Harbor Beach now starting to slow things down with a 20-point lead. And working off the just inside the left hash, two wide each way. Kraft with Seltz to the left of him. And USA trying to get Harbor Beach to jump off sides, but instead they get an encroachment call. It'll be 5 yards against USA. As I'm not quite sure who you'll even put a number on that one, as about eight people went offsides.
Yeah, and at the hard count, we've seen many more they're going to get Harbor Beach.
And the coaching staff of USA was shouting in for good reason, as it was a false start against Harbor Beach, so 5 yards against HB.
Yeah, it looked like, according to what that coach was hollering, sounded like Seltz in the backfield flinched a little bit.
Second and 15, and it's a handoff to Austin Seltz. He's crossed the 30 to the 25 with room to run to the 20. Still on his feet at the 15, dragging number 88, Hayden Ewald, down with him at the 15-yard line. It's going to be a first down by 3 yards, an 18-yard pickup, and first and 10 for Harbor Beach. At USA's 15.
Looks like he got those five back quickly there, Clark. Hayden Ewald was the last defender out there making a potential touchdown-saving tackle.
10:35 left in the fourth. 34-14, Harbor Beach over USA. Two in the backfield with Kraft, and it's a handoff to, not exactly sure, Essmaker with the carry. Number two, down to the 8-yard line. It's a 7-yard pickup, second and 3 now for Harbor Beach, inside USA's 10-yard line.
Nick Nordstrom getting his first tackle of the evening.
Second down and 3 for
the Pirates. 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Harbor Beach in USA's red zone. Kraft with the keeper, scrambling at the 5, and he's in. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft scampers in from 8 yards out for the score and tacks on 6 more points. It's Harbor Beach 40, USA 14.
And Kraft just outrunning the defensive line. Harper tried chasing him, and it was with no avail. And then a corner out there, Nick Nordstrom, out there one-on-one on an island, and Kraft jukes right and then goes left. And not much left to say as Kraft goes right by him into the end zone.
So they bring out Nick Hessling for the extra point.